specific talking about in the chat? People and their feelings?
I don't care. Get over
it. Get over it. Let's get to our favorite Tuesday game. The damage is done, my friend. I'll go first. You know who's broadcasting this Sunday for the Dolphins game?
Who?
Kevin Harlan.
Ooh.
But.
Oh, hold on.
Kind of feels like the damage is done, my friend.
Oh, God.
I don't feel like we even deserve Kevin Harlan at this point, dude. Like, the Harlan experience, the Harlan Dolphins experience is something sacred and holy. And I just don't want to embarrass him. You know, I don't want to embarrass ourselves in front of him.
Out of curiosity.
Come on. Yeah.
You think maybe this was done before the season?
No, they do like a couple weeks in advance.
Okay.
A couple weeks in advance.
They probably thought Tua's going to be back.
Sometimes, you know, Romo has to decide who he wants to do. You know, I don't know if Romo's gotten his chance to drool over Josh Allen this year. Oh, Josh Allen.
Between that and punting, you got.
That's good.
I can't wait till the inevitable Monday Night Football game. They're going to throw McAfee on there. And it's, you know, they'll throw to the booth.
What a great throw by Aaron.
Went to the other team, Pat.
But it was accurate to the other team. Punting.
It's accurate. Wow.
What do you got for damages done, Leroy?
I'm going back to this.
Okay.
I'm going back to this. Did you see Stevenson issued an apology?
Yeah.
Tyreek Stevenson?
Tyreek Stevenson.
Oh, no. What did he say?
No, he just said, I'm sorry. Like all the stuff we already knew, right? And so, like, it's like, no. You just eat it. Just eat it. Say you're sorry.
Done, my friend.
If you had been sorry 5 minutes ago, we wouldn't have lost if I'm a Chicago fan. Mm. Damage is done. Like, you can say you're sorry, but that doesn't hurt. It doesn't make it hurt any less. I had that experience.
Damage is done.
With a field goal kicker. I didn't blame him, but it hurt.
But, like, what if he didn't apologize? What if he was just like, man, happens, and then moves on?
I don't think he had to.
Yeah. I think he's
like, because you miss a field goal? Like, him missing a field goal and having a bad play is different than what Tyreek Stevenson did.
Yeah, true.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. He wasn't like doing Hulk Hogan to the crowd before he kicked.
Right. He's stitching the crowd. Right? Meanwhile, just to his left, there's been football played.
Yes. It's right up there with the late Vontae Davis shushing his own crowd.
Yeah, very strange.
But that was before he had to talk to his grandma.
It was. Okay. Marcos?
Guys, I'm going to present some numbers to you before we get out of here.
All right.
This is Rudy Gobert's stat line right now. 10.3 points per game thus far, 12.3 rebounds. Pretty good. Domantas Sabonis, 23 points, 11 rebounds, 6 assists. Bam Adebayo, 11 points, 8.7 rebounds thus far. And I think, no. I think a certain visit from a huge Dwayne Wade fan and all this little extra apostrophe activity going on may be clouding the judgment.
No, can I tell you this?
Yeah.
I got lost in the sauce too.
Oh, did you?
But let me tell you what we're failing to realize.
Uh-huh.
Those numbers from those guys are paint numbers. Guys that play in the paint. Bam has been more on the perimeter this year.
Well, he's 0 for 6 from 3, though.
He has it in a 3. And it was actually noticeable yesterday, Leroy. He's passing up shots, too.
Right. That's what I'm saying. I don't know. You know what it looks like? It looks like he doesn't know what his role is.
No, looks like love is on his brain, and he can't get his head out of his heart. He needs to focus on the basketball. Oh, my knee Bierman, I'm in love.
Why don't you score a basket, dude?
Damage
is done. It's not their first couple months dating. It's only their...
I'm telling you, when you see... next time you watch a game...
Soft, dude.
Watch... Next time you watch a
game... Calm down.
Next time you watch a game...
Romeo
watch
Bam. Over here.
Watch Bam.
Yeah, I will.
He is playing in a position or playing in a area of the court that he hasn't played in previous years.
Froggy,
he's always on the perimeter.
Well, here's the other thing, though, Leroy, is on the other end, like, he has to still play center. Like, we've been talking about this idea. And look, Nikola Jovic, he was a little squirrely yesterday.
Oh.
You know, he's getting roasty toasty by Tobias. I will say, though, he got double clotheslined and the referees didn't call it. And I was like... He was like looking like in disbelief. He goes, what was that? I just got mauled. Sorry, youngin. Move to the other side of the court. But like, dude, Bam has to sit there because he's the only he's the only big, and he's like, all right, I guess I got to bang with this just triceratops and Isaiah Stewart, who doesn't even try to score the basketball. He just throws elbows. And Jalen Duren's really impressive for a 20-year-old. The kid jumps all over the place.
Oh, my goodness.
Gets tipped back. I don't really understand why that Pistons team is so horrid, but they are. Like, Cade Cunningham, I watch him, and I'm like, this kid is really, really talented every time I watch him live. Why does this team suck so bad?
I saw him take 5 shots, and he never hit the rim.
Yeah, I don't understand.
Like, it was just all net.
It's a weird thing.
So, I think...
But I will say, on the offensive end, Bam, love you. I can't have Thomas Bryant out here more confident in his 3-point shot than you, because Thomas Bryant was doing step back threes.
Put him up.
He's like, what? I get to be on the 3-point line, and Jimmy's going to give him the ball, and he's going to put those things up. Yeah. You can't have that. It's not acceptable.
Here, question. I'm going to say this. I think Bam would be more comfortable with Khalil in the game.
I know.
Because his role becomes more definitive.
Dude, tell you what,
speaking the gospel right now. But the coach,
I've been saying it. Look,
the coach isn't going to listen.
It's weird that if there's one guy that knew what his responsibility was the last 3 years, it was Bam. Everybody else was kind of meandering around the offense. But now that Bam is more outside, you know, it's almost like Bam's the only player on the court that has to cross match.
This is Bam. I'm going to tell you something right now. Okay, dude. This is why they trick you with all this captain stuff. Okay, because they want you to do the unselfish thing. Okay, and they want you to be the good soldier, and they want you to do
no.
Stuff.
We off of that. Okay? Get yours.
That's why they're tricking you. Okay. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's Spo's games. Okay. It's mental jujitsu he's pulling on you right now.
You would know.
I'm telling you.
You would know.
He's the torchbearer of the culture.
Semantic samurai.
Get your ass out.
Listen to that. You owe Bruce Lee of semantics.
This is what I need you to do, Bam. Okay. Tomorrow night, we got to outshoot Cat. Let's go. Shot for shot.
I mean, he can try. You know, he's a lover boy over there. He's going to be too focused on what is he going to get. What matching Halloween costume is he going to get?
They've been in love for, it seems to be multiple years.
Oh, maybe I can be Scooby. You can be
Villa. They've only been semi-flirtatious public for a couple of months.
Sick of that, dude.
What do you mean, dude? It's a wonderful story.
Come on. You know, Sabonis had a triple-double the other day. I'm just saying. Sabonis had a triple double the other day.
Probably gave up a triple double too.
No way. He's
turnstile, dude.
Averaging a double double.
De'Aaron Fox can't wait to leave his ass. Oh, I'm gonna tell you right now, Froggy. I can't. Monday night.
Not a Monday night.
I can't. Come Monday night.
Yeah.
When Bam Adebayo stuffs Sabonis in a locker like he does every time they face.
Yeah.
I want you to get on this show. I want you to apologize.
You know what? If he does it, I will apologize. But he may be picking out his matching onesies for the Christmas party he has in a couple months, because him and Ada are practicing for Friendsgiving or something like that.
Why can't they just have lovely couples things that no people do?
Just come on, bro. You can be a lover boy all you want. I need you to put the ball in the basket. Very simple.
Take a break. You're addicted to gambling. You're addicted to gambling.
Just come on, it's a parlay, man. Come on.